get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to Think Realty Radio. Super excited to be here today. Cannot wait to get started with the show. So here's the deal. If you are interested in investing in real estate and you're like, hey, you know, I'm thinking about Airbnb. I'm thinking about short-term rentals. I'm thinking about Airbnb-ing my house out to the highest bidder. Guess what? I think that's a great idea. Absolutely, might as well make some extra income. The thing is, though, is the management of that can be a little complicated, So you have to turn to professionals that understand, A, how to manage Airbnb properties, how to manage tenants, and everything that that world revolves around. Now, I'm excited to connect with Elizabeth. She has a property management business for short-term rentals. And apparently, she's also a Michigan State fan. As many and many of you know, I'm a Michigan fan. So if you hear her like speak and then all of a sudden you hear like me pressing the mute button, that's me legitimately pressing the mute button. Totally kidding. I'm excited to have Elizabeth on the show. Elizabeth, welcome to Think Realty Radio. How are you doing?
I am fantastic and happy to be here. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk. Tell me a little bit about yourself, your business, what you do.
Sure. So I am a farm girl from Indiana and then went and traveled the world with an engineering degree and have come back to Indiana. I left corporate America in June of 16 for the great unknown and wound up in Indianapolis, Indiana. When I left corporate, I traveled for 6 months figuring out what I was going to do next, and I had Airbnb'd my personal property, and so loved it. I've always really enjoyed hosting people, and then when I moved to Indianapolis, word had kind of got around that I had done hosting in Michigan, and so some people said, well, could you do mine? And one thing led to another, and a year and a half later, started with one property, and now we have 23 listings on Airbnb.
Wow. And these are properties that you control, or these are properties that you own yourselves?
I own two myself, and then the remainder are our clients, the property owners.
Awesome. So,
and yes.
Yeah, I definitely want to get into the nitty-gritty of how to operate an Airbnb business, because this is something that's a little foreign to me. I'm more of your long-term investor kind of guy, you know, like your traditional long-term 1 year, 2 year, 3 year tenant kind of individual. And so this seems like an awesome opportunity, especially for those that want to get a little passive income, but then they also, you know, they don't want to get their hands dirty. And if you meet me in person, I'm 5'5", 120 pounds. I'm in no shape to manage anything outside of like an Excel spreadsheet or some type of, you know, Buildium.com account where I can see all my numbers, you know, propagate so I know what's going on with the property. And so help me understand, what's been like the best part of your career so far?
I would say the best part is being able to welcome people to Indianapolis. We provide a premium service. So we do everything actually from we can buy the property for our clients. We run the rehabs. If the house needs to be rehabbed, we do all the design, the furnishings, and then the complete hosting and property management. So just for us, having our guest in mind that whole time for when they walk in the door, what's going to make them say, wow, I'm so happy I chose here and I'm happy to be in Indianapolis? Because when I was growing up, Indianapolis was just it definitely was a nap town, and it's come so far. I mean, I never thought I would live in Indianapolis. So I want to share that with other people. And so when we get messages from our guests that have checked in and they say, oh my gosh, we love it, or it's even better than the pictures, or it's exactly like the pictures, just because they don't have to do that. So when they take that time and whenever they really just enjoy their stay, and that just makes my heart happy and my team.
That's incredible. And do you know of this little trick? And I heard about it a long time ago, and I'm not in the Airbnb space, so I don't know if others are doing it. But there's a gal out of Florida. She's doing also really well in the Airbnb space, and she creates almost like a online human personality for her properties. And so she creates Instagram accounts for each of her properties and then manages those accounts. Is that like a strategy that folks are using in the Airbnb space or not so much?
That's the first time I'm hearing of that. There are some other different strategies, though. In our case, our clients own the properties. In some cases, I know people are doing the arbitrage where they're renting a property and then doing the Airbnb or the short-term rentals themselves. That's just not the route I wanted to go. In my case, because my clients are property owners, a lot of them are into it for the long term. A lot of my clients are buying specifically for short-term rentals. We've had a lot of clients recently that have come to us because they've not been able to sell their properties, and they are stoked about having short-term rentals. So kind of the rule of thumb is that you will gross twice in a short-term rental what you would in a traditional rental per month. So if your traditional would be $1,000 per month, you're going to gross $2,000 per month. Now, with that, doing the short-term rental, you do have a lot more expenses. So you're going to have the utilities, lawn care, supplies for the house, so toilet paper, paper towels, the consumables, as well as Wi-Fi. However, the returns are really great. at least in Indianapolis, we're not necessarily a destination city like these people that are on the coast or that are even in bigger cities than us, such as Austin, Houston, Dallas. And just our conventions going on alone in Indianapolis, we have five major conventions a year. And four conventions and then the Indianapolis 500. And we do really well. And those are what really carries us through the slower months here in Indianapolis, which is November through February.
Gotcha. How do you know, like, without a shadow of a doubt, that properties that you put up on Airbnb will have success renting short term?
How do I know? I think for us, just because of what I've seen. And what's interesting too is that we got our first luxury property in September of last year, who's actually a former guest of mine. And now we have four luxury properties, and those, man, people just love them. So it's been this whole evolution for really honing in on what do our guests want in the properties? How do we decorate for our guests? Because every one of our properties are themed differently. Mm-hmm. I love hosting. And like I said, so does my team. So we're just on it. And people love staying in our houses. So we're in great areas. So location is key.
Yeah.
I'm number one. Also, anything in real estate, our bed bath count. So we are very cognizant of that. And one of the reasons we've seen a huge increase in the amount of business travelers that are staying with us. So now about 70 to 75% of our guests are business travelers. And we see that number will just continue to grow.
So why do business travelers look at, say, Airbnb versus a traditional hotel? Actually, you know what? Hold on to that thought. We've got to go to break. So it's a great teaser coming into the next segment. You want to get in touch with Elizabeth. Elizabeth, what is the best email, maybe the best website for you?
Sure. Our email address is elizabethmaora.com, which is M-A-O-R-A. And my email is elizabeth@elizabethmaora.com.
Awesome. Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. More about short-term rentals and Airbnb secrets with Elizabeth Maora when we come back. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com, and I'll see you in a second.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages. Attention real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and will even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home.
Real Estate Notes give you immediate cash flow without tenants, repairs, or property taxes. With PaperSourceOnline.com, you buy a note, you become the banker, you decide how much interest you'll earn, and bankers never get phone calls from tenants. How do you get started? Take the free e-course by Bill Mancaro of The Paper Source. Bill's been buying notes for over 30 years. Bill has the heart of a teacher and wants you to succeed. Sign up for Bill's free e-course now at PaperSourceOnline.com. That's PaperSourceOnline.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi Golhar. We are back. My guest today is Elizabeth Mayora. See, Elizabeth, we're just talking about getting tongue-tied. There we go. See, now you got me all self-conscious. Elizabeth Mayora, check her out at elizabethmayora.com, M-A-O-R-A. Before the break, we were talking about the reason why folks, business professionals specifically, will get geared more toward renting from an Airbnb.com versus a real, versus a hotel, right? Like a Marriott or a Westin or something like that. Why do you think that trend is happening? What are you seeing that you're offering or Airbnb offers versus the hotels offer?
Sure. So there's a couple of things going on in the travel industry. Number one, you've got folks that have been traveling for years and they're just tired of being in a hotel room. And now you've got the whole experience side of things. So people, they want to get to know the city that they're staying in and know what those neighborhoods are like. And you have some trends coming forward as well that it's called bleisure. So where people are integrating the business travel with the leisure. So they're adding on extra days to wherever they're going for business to, again, get back to, hey, what's actually going on in the city? So Airbnb or VRBO or the short-term rentals is a great, great avenue for that. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we're seeing is that now short-term rentals are being accepted in the C-suite. So the CEOs, the CFOs of even major companies say, you know what, hey, let's stay in a house because it is more comfortable than staying in a hotel room. And there is more privacy in that as well, if that's what you're looking for.
So I never thought of it that way. That's really cool. Like now I'm going to do more traveling in Airbnbs whenever I'm around. You're right. You know, the hotel room sometimes can get a little dingy or sometimes it just gets like claustrophobic. You have 50 square feet. If you're in New York City or if you're elsewhere in the country, then you have a little more space. But I appreciate the privacy that makes sense. And then just the bleisure part, right? Like I'm here for business. I want to experience the city. So that makes a lot of sense from an Airbnb perspective. Should I, as an investor, be concerned about a city that may put some type of restrictions on Airbnb properties? Is that something that I need to be worried about at all?
Absolutely. You definitely need to check with your local laws and regulations. in the state of Indiana, it's really cool. Our legislators are just ahead of the game. We have House Bill 1035, which went into effect July 1st of last year, and it protects us doing short-term rentals, both in your own personal home or as an investment property as well. They did make provisions so that local municipalities and governments can do, they can enact a permit and they can make you have a variance. But overall, it's a huge win for us here in Indiana.
That's awesome. I mean, one of the things that I appreciate about that is, A, it's very proactive to the needs of the city. And two, you're encouraging more business owners and more C-suite executives to take advantage of the short-term rentals. And I think that's a really, really cool feature. That being said, when you're looking at investing in property and you're looking at buying Airbnb potential properties to put on the site and to list them, how do you value them? What's your homework? What's your due diligence process? How do you know you're getting a good deal?
So one of the things that we go off of, at least for Indianapolis, Rentometer is a really good indication of the neighborhood area, what's the traditional rent going to be. And we also, in some cases, our little neighborhoods are very street to street or block to block dependent. So we look at what is going on in that neighborhood, what's going on in that block, what is coming down the pike, both commercially and residentially in the area. And then also, what's the level, if the house does need to be rehabbed, what's the level that my client is willing to do? So we look at all of those parameters. And then, of course, the proximity to the downtown for us is very key because we do have so many awesome conventions coming to town.
Do you have an idea of, let's say the renovation, the renovation is, say, $10,000 or $20,000 and you'll get this much of a bump on your nightly rate on Airbnb versus, let's say if you spend $30,000 to $50,000 on the same square footage in the same area, will you be able to charge more? How does that generally work? Is there some type of sliding scale that you go on?
I don't have it wrote down, but I know in my head what, okay, this grade will get you, you know, $175 a night versus $220 a night, or even $175 versus $200 a night. That $25 a night over, let's just say, an average of 80% occupancy is huge, and especially when we go to our big events, the five major events that we have going on in Indy.
Interesting.
The ROI is there, and I'll tell you, even with my own two properties, they were traditional, and then I had two local, just amazing real estate investors called me and said, they're brothers, and said, hey, do you want a JV on this and do Airbnb? So we did, and we rehabbed those. This was last summer. And if I knew now what I knew then, we would have, and they're very nice. Our bathrooms are nice, but we would have gone higher grade for sure because of the ROI.
What type of materials and what type of appliances, like name brand appliances, would you recommend putting in Airbnbs to get some of the some of that higher nightly rent?
Well, so this is kind of funny because what we've seen is it's kind of like when people buy their own residential properties, almost not very many people cook anymore, but they want a stellar kitchen. So it's the same with Airbnb. Our guests that cook, and we even have long-term guests, we're moving into that quite a bit more. But our only guests that cook are our Europeans that come over and our guests that are here for the Beachbody conference. So, but we love the granite countertops, soft close cabinets, all of the trendy tile that's in right now. They're really cool textured tile for the bathrooms, both on the wall and then on the floor as well. The actual brand of the appliances is not a bigger deal. We like to do as much stainless steel, obviously, or the new the brushed or the polished, whatever one doesn't do the fingerprints now.
Yeah.
And I apologize, I forget the yes, we like that. Our cleaners really like that. It's just that crisp, clean. We like to do as many gas appliances as possible as far as the cook range if we can. Just because it does if our guests do want to cook. This is kind of just an interesting thing, too. We have actually had several photo shoots in our houses. So we had a cookbook company that came and rented one of our houses for 5 days, 4 nights, because they shot a cookbook and did all the cooking in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a local nonprofit that also came and did a photo shoot in one of our houses. She makes blazers. She takes women and gives them jobs as seamstresses. So that's really cool as well. Just kind of the other extensions that you get doing short-term rentals. We've had a local hairstylist that mm-hmm. he just did a photo shoot in one of our houses as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of other ancillary revenue that has come in that's not even necessarily what has to do with spending the night.
Interesting. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I need
Isn't
to look into
cool?
doing this. Yeah. I might just have to fly up to Indy and, you know, maybe do some of this stuff. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah. Come stay with us. I mean, it really is fun. And we had guests, just speaking of kind of the difference between a hotel room as well. And I hear we're going to music.
Yeah,
so
we're going to music.
I got it. Finish.
Yeah. Always leaving it at a really good cliffhanger, Elizabeth. All right, get in touch with Elizabeth Maiora at ElizabethMaiora, MAORA.com. We got to go to break, but in the meantime, check out thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask your question. You can go to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can also text the word ask to 96270. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? Renfax combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, Renfax can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how Renfax can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RenfaxPro.com. RenfaxPro.com.
Savvy investors make use of smart savings. Think Realty Radio listeners, you have the opportunity to save smart with Sherwin-Williams Paint. Sign up for your free Think Realty membership now and activate discounts to save up to 50% off of select Sherwin-Williams Paint. Rehabbers, investors, property managers, this is your opportunity to save big for your next project. Start saving up to 50% now. Go to thinkrealty.com/paint and then click discounts.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi Golhar. We're back. You're listening to Think Realty Radio right here on your favorite radio station. We're, I think, now in over 40 cities, so I would love to list off all of them and show every station some love, but that would take a little bit of time. That being said, thanks so much for staying tuned. I certainly appreciate it. My guest today is Elizabeth Maiora. Check her out, ElizabethMaiora.com, M-A-O-R-A.com. We're talking about managing short-term rentals, specifically Airbnb. Before the break, Elizabeth, you had a very interesting story that I felt like you were about to tell, and then we got cut a little short. And so something about the Lion King and something about Airbnb and something.
Yes. Another advantage. And I love hotels too. I stay in a lot of short-term rentals, but I also stay in hotels just depending on the situation. But We had a guest. He is a performer with The Lion King. And when you are with Disney's The Lion King, you are hired for the duration of that show. So if that show lasts 10 to 15 years, you're the performer for that amount of time. And our guest was Aaron. He's married with two small children, and they were with us for 2.5 weeks. And they said, both he and his wife, because we met the whole family and got to spend time with them, that they could not travel as a family if it weren't for Airbnb, because, again, they have a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old. And so you can't keep two little kids cooped up in a hotel room. And actually, from Indianapolis, the show was heading straight to Toronto, Canada, where their show was lasting for 4 weeks there. So just a whole nother aspect of short-term rentals that I never even thought of, but, you know, that we're providing these really cool accommodations for folks.
Wow. That's really cool. And so essentially you're now opening up. Airbnb has given folks the ability, homeowners and investors, the ability to open up their homes, open up their investment properties, make a little more money. It's a little more time intensive, but you're also really helping out folks that, and in this case, actors in The Lion King, how amazing, and offering them a place to stay for a longer period of time than another hotel chain, right? Like insert your favorite hotel chain name here. So I think that's really interesting. What do I have to do? And now you've convinced me. What do I have to do to become an Airbnb investor? Help me walk through that, say, step by step from A all the way to Z.
Sure. So you definitely want to decide wherever you want to go with that, the city, the state, knowing the laws and regulations in that city and state. And then I would highly encourage you to find a local property management company that is specifically in short-term rentals, because it is a totally different ball game than doing traditional. I had my own traditionals before doing short-term rentals for other people. So that's the biggest thing. What's going on in that city? You want to look at all of the market trends. What are all the different segments that is keeping that city going? So, for example, Indianapolis is very diversified. We have manufacturing. We have technology. Mm-hmm. We have the government sector. We have universities. So definitely look at all of the market indicators, where it's going, what's attracting people to the city. What does it look like population-wise? So definitely running the numbers and then looking at the different neighborhoods as well in those cities to see where are they in relation to some of the bigger attractions going on in the city and why are people going there.
Got it. What are some of your biggest pain points that you help your investors with managing short-term rentals?
Oh.
Did I open up a can of worms? I think I opened up a can of worms. Next question. Totally kidding. Got to answer this question.
So it's kind of funny because we've gotten calls. I was on call. So we're on call 24/7. I got a call at 12:30 on a Friday night asking me where the garbage bags were. I thought it was kind of, everybody knew you keep extra cleaning supplies and stuff in kitchen cabinets, but that's not the case. Mm-hmm. We've had vandalism in properties. We've had very major maintenance issues with sewer backups in properties. So we get those calls, take them. So for us, we work with passive investors. So you hire us to worry about your problems. Mm-hmm. So we only contact you if it's a maintenance issue over $250. Otherwise, we take care of it. So we take all the onus off of our investors.
That is really, really helpful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And part of that's just my personality. Like, I like to be in my lane and swim in it. And That's what we do. We provide the full service.
That's really neat. How many of your investors are local versus, say, from some of the more expensive cities to live in and states to live in, like California, Washington, New York?
That's funny because I have clients in all three of those states, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah. We have about 50% are local and 50% are out of state.
Ah, okay.
And, mm-hmm. And then we have several clients that we have multiple properties with. One of our clients, we have three properties. His goal is to be at 10 properties by the end of the year with us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one with two, and we're getting three more from him. Another client, we've got two, and then we have clients coming on that we will have. Our one client, we're going to have five properties with him by the end of second quarter this year. So our clients are happy.
Yeah, no, stop telling me all this. I'm kind of jealous now. You can't do that. It seems like a really awesome opportunity. What are some of the red flags that I need to pay attention to as an investor going into this Airbnb investing model?
So one of the things, I get a lot of questions on condos and HOAs, so the homeowners associations. I like to steer clear of them unless my client actually owns the building. The reason for that, at least for the state of Indiana, House Bill 1035, HOAs are excluded. So at any time they can say, hey, we're not going to allow short-term rentals.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big one. Make sure you know the bylaws wherever you're living. If you do have an HOA, that's going to be definitely a red flag, the local laws and regulations as well. And then also, if you do want to manage it yourself, there are a lot of red flags for when people book. Typically, our last-minute bookers have been trouble for us when people extend their reservation. It's always been trouble, except in the case of we've had several. One of our properties is close to a hospital, so we've had a lot of we've had actually both cases was family members that came in for their fathers, and in that case they can extend. In both cases, the dads went into hospice. But there are some really interesting, whenever this is kind of cool too, or maybe not cool, but when people ask for discounts, there's usually an issue. So all these little things, that are huge red flags. So we are very cognizant of all these things, and I would encourage other investors as well. Just be aware as well that you are dealing with the general public, and what we tell our clients, our investors, is that we do everything we can to make a connection with our guests, even though, I mean, sometimes it's just over messaging, and a lot of times we don't ever meet our guests, but we want them to feel welcome and, a little bit responsible for the house as well, even from the time they book with us. But we don't have control what they do in that house once they get in there. And also, our clients are required to have short-term rental insurance. That's a very different policy than a traditional rental insurance. So definitely, yes, you want that. Even if your management company does not require it, you should absolutely have it.
Got it. We got to go to break. When we come back, I want to talk about the future plans that you have in place for your firm, the biggest surprises that you've gotten owning the real estate management business and even owning two of your own properties, and more about short-term rentals. I think I'm fascinated by this entire world. It's like this: the clouds are parting, the sun is shining, I feel good. All right, got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. You have questions for Elizabeth? Head on over to elizabethmaora.com, M-A-O-R-A.com. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages. Attention, real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
Don't miss the Real Estate Note event of the year. The Paper Source Note Symposium is 3 days of learning and networking with the most experienced note investors on the planet. Discover how to buy non-performing and other real estate notes. Meet keynote speaker Eddie Wilson, president of Think Realty Radio, at the Paper Source Note Symposium, April 11th through the 13th in Las Vegas. Visit PaperSourceSeminars.com right now and enter the discount code ThinkRealty for $50 off your ticket. That's PaperSourceSeminars.com.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi. I'm excited to connect with Elizabeth Mayora about short-term rentals and managing them for Airbnb clients. Really, really excited about that. Elizabeth, give us a quick little rundown again of your business model, and we'll jump right back into some of the nitty-gritty of the Airbnb investing methodology.
Absolutely. So we do all things short-term rental, everything from buying the properties for our clients, running the rehabs if that's needed, and then doing the design, furnishing, and then the complete hosting and property management.
That's pretty cool. And so a lot of the property management, that just can't be done with a normal or a regular property manager for a single family, like long-term rental, right? Like that has to be very specialized.
It is extremely specialized. And one of the reasons too is because we live and die on reviews, like literally. And on Airbnb, we're what's considered a super host, which only 5% of hosts in the world are super hosts. And there's over 5 million listings on Airbnb. So
yeah,
we work very, very hard at customer service and making sure they're happy and just giving them a quality experience while they're with us.
Awesome. 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 So we were talking about some of the red flags, which we talked about. Now, if you missed that and you're just joining us, go to thinkrealtyradio.com, find Elizabeth Mayora listed on the interviews, and hit play and listen to the entire interview, because the amount of information that has been talked about has made me jealous of everybody investing in Airbnbs. Like that's totally like, I feel bad for myself now. So that being said, we talked about some of the biggest pain points that Elizabeth has had managing these short-term rentals, but also how she's overcome them. What's been some of the biggest surprises, Elizabeth, for your two properties that you own specifically and have Airbnb those out?
Oh, you know what's interesting is we had a client or a guest, excuse me. So there's a kind of interesting thing in Indiana. We have in Marion County, it's a 10% innkeeper's tax, and then there's a 7% sales tax. I've personally had conversations with the Indiana Department of Revenue, and it is literally a gray area if we collect those taxes. Okay.
Wow.
Hotels have to collect them. Yeah. And what I said was, you know what? We're going to be above board this whole time. So every one of my properties are registered and we collect the taxes and remit them. So it is a huge pain. But I had a guest who supposedly has spent over $1 million in Indianapolis, and he just had a stroke about paying the taxes because unfortunately we have to send out a request after they make the reservation.
Mm-hmm.
We're very transparent about it. It's in the listing description. We even draw attention to it. Hey, you know, we have to do this. And he not only, I mean, he said lots of not very nice things in messages on Airbnb, just because we're collecting taxes and doing our part.
Right.
And then gave us obviously a horrible review and even left our house in, I'll just say, disarray. So that was That was very interesting. And in that same, it's, you never know what you're going to get. And then we also, we've had guests in this, in the same one that, kind of more of a tearjerker, but the, her boyfriend committed suicide and she had four children. And so, but we provided really great housing for her. Our neighbor came over, and actually our neighbor was great. She's moved now, but, just in that same, you know, in the same house, and just kind of the differences in guests and our guest that was there because of the death, very unexpected death, just, man, I mean, just the review she left us, and we have a guest book in each one of our houses, and I love reading the guest book. Mm-hmm. You know, just what a blessing it was to her that she stayed with us and that our neighbor was there. So those were really and have been really unexpected surprises just on the different ways really kind of people act, I guess is probably the best way to say it.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. I mean, and I feel like at the end of the day, if they're going to act that way, then whatever, right? Like you'll have a little bit of that. But as long as what you know you're doing is 110% transparent and everything like that, I think that's like perfectly the way to go. And that's the way that you conduct a business. Before the break, you did mention that sometimes there's a red flag when the folks that book the nightly, if they choose to extend. Why is that a red flag? What if I just want to extend for a night?
You know, because people aren't doing it unless there. So our biggest issue with that has been people smoking pot. And listen, I don't care if you smoke pot. Don't smoke pot in my houses, okay? I don't like it. We've got to get the smell out. And, you know, so just don't do it. That's been our biggest issue with it. And just kind of, I don't want to say trashing the houses, but just, they're just dirty. And we have to sanitize a little extra. I really don't know why that is, but it's kind of interesting. We have a guy in there right now who's actually, he's from Michigan also. He went to University of Michigan as well. Just FYI, I was chatting with him last night. Super cool guy. He's extending because of work, but that's what he said. He's like, hey, I'm down here working at Allison Transmission. I'm going to be here a little bit longer. And so in those cases, like, we know it's okay. But man, otherwise I just cringe. And so now what we do is if they've not paid the taxes, then we say, hey, we'd love for you to extend. We just needed to pay the taxes first and then we can approve. Because there is that chance that, well, maybe I'm wrong, you know, because you always want to give people the benefit of the doubt, even though in the back of your mind, like, you know, it's like, why am I going to do this again? But
right.
Just maybe I'm wrong.
No, for sure. I'm all about giving people the benefit of the doubt. Right. But yeah, when it comes to doing things that you should and you know, cannabis in the house, like okay, but you have to understand the ramification of that, right? I'm going to have to spend more time just getting the smell out, and it's not going to be good. It's going to ruin my revenue for the month, and I'm not going to be a happy property owner, right? Like, at the end of the day, I'm doing this not as charity, but I'm doing this because I want to make money. Right. And Airbnb, I'm spending more money on the upgrades. I'm spending more money on just better quality sofas and bedding and all the materials and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely expect these things to be treated with a little more respect. And I don't think that's too much to ask. So for anybody out there that wants to actually rent out an Airbnb, be respectful. Gold nugget time. We have a couple more minutes, maybe about 2 minutes before we have to end the show. What are some gold nuggets that you have in store for some of our listeners that are now contemplating this Airbnb investing model?
Absolutely. I would say number one, run your numbers. Make sure you're comfortable. You got to be comfortable with risk just in case you get some kind of a crazy guest in there. I would say that if you're on the fence about it, try it because you might just have a whole nother avenue of doing real estate and options that you never thought were possible or never even knew that was a possibility for a property. Perhaps if you're not, if you've rehabbed a property or if you have a nice property that you're wanting to sell and it's not being sold, take a look at the short-term rental market. It is a very, very viable way for a great income stream.
I like it. And all the time we talk about adding income streams and revenue streams to our real estate business and model. This is one way to do it. And what about those that are new? Anything that I need to pay attention to when I'm new? Do I need to overanalyze a market? Do I just take the leap, jump in, buy something, and then get in touch with you if I'm an indie?
I would get in touch with me beforehand because I say no to a lot of properties. Actually, I've got a guy from Hawaii who is chomping at the bit and everything. I'm like, nope, not ready yet. Last week, I turned down 3 properties. The other thing I would say, too, is make sure that you have quality work done. So I looked at a property 2 weeks ago. I didn't even get past the living room because the contractors had done such a horrible job laying the flooring that I know, this is from experience that I learned, I know that the electrical, the plumbing, the mechanicals are going to be a total nightmare of things that I can't even see. So I turned around and walked out and texted my potential client. He's actually out of Atlanta and said, I'm sorry, but this won't work.
Right. You're like, no, I can't do this. No, I'm with you. I mean, having a heads up, eyes wide open investment strategy, especially in short-term rentals, totally makes a lot of sense. Elizabeth, we've got to end the show. Thanks so much. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Email elizabeth@elizabethmayora.com.
Beautiful. Again, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate the insight and the strategies. You rock.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. Think Realty Nation. Get in touch. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. That's the show today. If you have any questions, just gave you the website for both myself and Elizabeth. Please make sure you reach out, get your questions answered before making any investment decisions. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.